Get me for free. Courtesy of Yelp for Restaurant. Tools and tactics are what's going to make you successful in 2024. Yelp for Restaurants has the tools you need to scale your restaurant this year, and I'm here to help. Sign up for a consultation with Yelp Guest Manager and get a free one-hour coaching session with me. In our session, we'll dive deep into your restaurant and build the blueprint to overcome your current obstacles and scale your profitability. You can sign up for both free sessions by simply going to restaurants.yelp.com/full comp today. I'll see you soon. Now here we go.
Oh man, you've got such a chance to get ahead right now. And that's why I'm so excited about AI, because every little business owner who didn't have a budget for a full-time marketer can now produce as much as a full-time marketer can in a couple hours a week.
Welcome to Full Comp, a show offering insight into the hospitality industry, featuring restaurateurs, thought leaders, and innovators. Served up on the house. Are you on track to hit your profitability goals for this year? If you're struggling to hit your numbers, I might be able to help. Here's how I do it. Every year, I offer 5 complimentary growth sessions to restaurant owners looking to scale. In this call, we'll examine your current situation to see what is and isn't working. We'll identify your growth possibilities by the close of the year. We'll uncover the number one thing holding you and your business back. And we'll develop a growth plan that will get your business results. Go to planwithjosh.com to schedule one of the 5 complimentary growth sessions. They're going to go quickly. They always do. We've all heard a ton about AI over the last couple of years, but for the most part, it feels like a solution for someone else in another industry. But I sit before you to argue that AI might be the solution to every independent restaurant's marketing problems. Today we chat with Nicole Donald, a professional marketer and AI expert, to discuss how we can leverage AI to run and market our businesses more effectively.
I think I've always been an early adopter in a way, because I guess you'll get this in my bio, but I used to be a professional snowboarder. So I have a very high risk tolerance. And when I see something new and shiny, I'm like, sure, I'll try it out, right? And I had a marketing agency, and I've had it for 14 years now. And there were some AI things that could help us identify really great content for people to repost. And at the time, third-party content was really key to a good marketing strategy, is sharing from other people's stuff, basically. So there was an AI tool that plugged into our social media management platform, and that's where I got my start, and that was in 2015. And throughout the years, we have experimented with things, but I'm not a developer. And so it was our developers that always kept us informed of, like, hey, there's this thing, OpenAI, look what we can do. We can write some script and have it do this thing and that thing. And so we were able to play with it and DALL-E before you could just talk to it through our developers. And so we've just kept an eye on it, and we've been using it. During COVID, Jasper came out, and anybody who was on Clubhouse in any sort of business rooms heard about Jasper. And it was called Jarvis before that. And so we just tried it out because it was the new thing to try. And in marketing, you kind of need to see what is ahead and start out with it. So now we're officially partners with Jasper, and we've been using the product for 3 years. And so we've seen their evolution, and we've seen the market evolution of AI using NLP. And on our team, we try every new tool that comes out that comes, well, okay, we can't try all of them. 1,000 new tools came out in 1 month, but we try as many as we can that would be relevant to saving time. Our goal this year is to save 2.5 million hours for our clients.
That's insane. And that's really noble. And I think it reframes the conversation, because I think that when most people look at AI, they think about things outside of, let's say, the restaurant industry or entrepreneurship, right? They're thinking about things that are cooking fries on stations or algorithms that nerds are using to do amazing feats. And then practically, the people that are using it are probably underutilizing it, right? They're like, using ChatGPT to do job postings, but there are more impactful ways to use AI. Can you talk to me about some of the practical day-to-day stuff that you guys harness AI to do?
Well, I'll share something that I was doing last night just at home, because you can do this for work too, but I always have a tab open of ChatGPT. I've got GPT-4, and I'll have a tab open with Claude. And my husband and I went to Costa Rica to visit my kiddo before Christmas, and we're reconciling how much we each paid on our cards, right? So I just copied and pasted a bunch of things, and I put it into ChatGPT, and I had it made a table for me, divided into SumItUp. I did the same thing in Claude, because I had US dollar expenses, Canadian dollar expenses, and both of them made spreadsheets for me, divided it in two. And so then we could see what the sum was for each. And it made that job really fast. And then my husband's over there on Excel on the couch, just sitting there typing everything in. And I save time by using it. So there are everyday things like creating budgets. And that's how I got into spreadsheets, was I had to do a budget for a client last year. And I thought, well, let's try ChatGPT for creating a budget. And a project that would take 3 hours took me 30 minutes. And I had created a robust 12-month marketing budget for him, with detailed out, and some items, it would be 3 months of this expense or 1 month of that expense or 12 months of this expense, but heavier in these 3 months. And so it can have all those nuances by iterating on it and just starting with a really basic prompt, just like I did with reconciling the expenses with my husband from our last trip. And it's those everyday things where I know that saved me 2.5 hours. From doing the marketing budget, that saved me 2.5 hours. And I'd start with the things that I hate to do. And I hate doing spreadsheets and I hate doing Excel, but I think it's fun if I can use AI.
And so what was the paradigm shift in your mind? And practically, I'm assuming what it looks like is anything that you're doing. Do you try and do it first in AI for the most part?
Especially anything that I don't want to do. So I take things that I hate doing, and I will look and see if there's an AI for that. One example was I was on the phone call with the prospective partner, and they asked me if I read the partner agreement. And the partner agreement, he had sent over, I don't know, 5 minutes before the call. There's no way I could have read through it. It's also 10 pages of legal documents. And so I looked up an AI for looking through PDFs, which now you can do with Claude. So I quickly, on the call with this guy, I uploaded the document into this tool and I asked it, as a partner, what are the things that I need to know? What are the most important items? And it listed 6 items. I think I asked what my liabilities were or something. And it listed the 6 items. 2 of them weren't relevant for our relationship, and this had been from something else. And so I pointed that out to him, and he said, oh yeah, I'll go rewrite that and get back to you. So then I had time. It bought me time to really comb through, but I actually didn't have to comb through it in that moment because it wasn't relevant to the context of our partnership. And every business owner has to read through legal documents, no matter what your business is.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that there are so many places where this slots. But the first step is to get kind of a global understanding of AI and what it is. And to not only explain that, but also to be able to harness it practically, you created a course. What was the genesis of that?
Well, when I first started my marketing agency 14 years ago, we started out as a social media training company. And we started doing implementation because people didn't have the resources to. So coming back to training in this context was natural. We've always done training with our clients. And in this case, we were training them on the things that we've been doing for the last 2 years. At the time, we started a training class at the beginning of 2023. And by the end of 2023, we had more than 5,000 people go through trainings. And during the year, our trainings evolved. We have a level 1 and level 2 applied AI courses, and we had people go through both levels. We had, I think, 2 cohorts of level 2. We're starting our 3rd one coming up. And it was just natural. It's natural for the way that our team works to do this training. And the impact that we can make with people. It's so fun. And this is the ridiculous thing. The things I hate to do, like spreadsheets, I love to show people how to do and have them just get the lights on and really experience the joy of playing with new tools. Because these are, I had so much fun at work since I was snowboarding.
That's inspiring. That's incredibly inspiring. Especially when you're talking about spreadsheets.
I know. It's like the most dorky, unfun, unsexy thing. And it becomes super fun to do. And that's what my whole team, their time is more freed up to do more creative tasks, to get more brain space, because these tedious things don't take as long. And they are having more fun and they're more engaged in their jobs this last year than they have been in a decade. Just the administrivia, we call it administrivia, all the basic stuff you have to do, it just becomes less work. You get to use fun tools or toys for it and get it off your plate faster.
So it doesn't actually absorb more time. You don't go from spending all of your time doing the administrivia to just doing the administrivia through AI, but you're actually able to build in systems that save you time so that you are free.
Yeah. And we survey the people that take our courses and ask them how much time they're saving in their job. And we have people that are data scientists and we have admins and everything in between. So the people who are in admin will say 75 to 80% of their time. People who are in data science might say 30 to 50%. And still, that is a lot of time. We promise, we 100% guarantee you'll save 25%. You'll get more than a day back a week of time when you start to implement AI. And if you're doing AI and automation, you'll probably get even more time back. But the average of our surveys all last year was 50% of time saved.
That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. And I'm sure you attribute it to the benefits of AI, but there's also something to be said. For full disclosure, I took the course myself, which is why I wanted to have you on the show. It's also the way you teach the course. Talk to me about the SMART, which is an acronym, process you use to create the course.
Well, the SMART process is you come up with a strategy and you put it into action, you reevaluate, and you tweak it a bit. That's the short version of it. And in the course, we go through and you'll get the basics on how to use it and then how to iterate with it in your business and then how to start to add automations in as well so that you can take yourself out of the process a bit more and a bit more as you get better with it. And you have to get used to it. Usually it takes 3 weeks in the course for people to really get the nuance of what AI can do, what it can't do. And that changes constantly. So you have to go back in and test and see how good it is. ChatGPT was better on the spreadsheets yesterday than it has been in months because it was just doing terrible for a while there with wrong math, wrong formatting, everything. And in our course, we update our lessons every week because AI changes so much. We have to review the content and make sure it's up to date. And so we have an in-class session where we do a live session once a week, and we actually test on different platforms the different information that was available online for the classes. So you get to see how it performs using different tools and how to prompt to get the best results. And that's kind of the fun thing, is then you get to see what is actually working in the moment to get the most out of it.
The next section I want to talk about in the coursework is marketing strategy. I would hate, with all of this talk of AI, for people to forget the fact that you are a professional marketer and have spent decades as a professional marketer. And like I said at the top of the conversation, most restaurateurs have some vague interest in marketing, but no interest in becoming professional marketers. But at some point, we have to develop our own marketing strategy.
Everybody needs one.
For sure. Define what that means in your mind. Granularly, what is a marketing strategy to you?
So a marketing strategy usually contains strategy and tactics, which is the strategy would be the unique approach that you're going to take, and the tactics are everything you need to execute. And often it is actually the tactics that people need to keep track of. So there's a tool called Robotic Marketer that we'll use. That's a bit more expensive. There's a free plugin, AIPRM, and we can put that in the show notes. But there's an AIPRM plugin for pretty much any browser. And we created prompts in there. So there's a 7-question marketing plan prompt in AIPRM, and it will ask you 7 questions. And this is compatible with ChatGPT. And so you're in your ChatGPT, you're using this prompt, and ChatGPT asks you 7 questions. And then you get a marketing plan. It's kind of a short one, but it's sufficient for most small businesses. And you'll get a marketing plan that's probably, depending on how much information you put in, 2 to 4 pages long. And it gives you the strategy and tactics for a 12-month marketing plan.
That's incredible. And so all of that is built out through AI using the answers to your questions.
Yeah, it's called the 7-question marketing plan, and it's on AIPRM. I'll make sure that you have the link for that.
That would be amazing. I'm sure people would love it, because at the end of the day, it's not just about having this broad goal in mind, but the step-by-step to get there. And one of those essential elements is going to be brand voice and brand story, which is something you cover in depth in the coursework. This was super interesting to me for a couple of reasons. First, it helped me get clear on my brand story and my voice. But then you're able to work and train an AI to adopt that story and that voice, which sounds crazy, but you can walk the audience through the process.
Yeah. So in December, the number one thing people ask for is strategies. And now everybody's asking for voice. And I'm doing an article on creating a marketing strategy with AI. And I'm doing several workshops on voice right now for a lot of organizations, because it's really important for them, like when they start using AI and their team start using AI, that it sounds like them. And again, we use an AIPRM prompt, and it's called the 7-question brand story. If you answer the 7 questions, you'll get 10 headlines, 10 taglines, 250-word elevator pitches, and 275-word elevator pitches from this AIPRM prompt, the 7-question brand story. And then from that, once I have the brand story, and you can iterate from it, you can say, oh, add humor to this, and it'll add humor to your headlines and taglines, and you can tell it which ones you like. And then you can start to write an email sequence. 1 email a week for 12 months, so 52 emails, it'll write them all for you. I'd do a quarter at a time, because sometimes ChatGPT goes off the rails. So maybe 3 months of emails. So 12 emails for regular customers to get them back in the restaurant. You might do something to reengage people who visited your site but didn't come in, or make a reservation. There's all these different things. And once you have that brand story document, you have described your customer to the AI. And in ChatGPT, one chat holds the information. And once you're out of that chat, you lose the information. And so you need to continue the chat in that thread. And if you have that brand story, for me, I have it write my proposals. I always start with the brand story one. I have it write proposals. I have it write articles. I have it write social media posts, LinkedIn posts, and it can all come from that thread once you have that base of information. You can also, to get your voice a little bit more, take things that you've already written. It could be emails. It could be blog posts, social media posts. Have it copy and paste it into ChatGPT and ask it to describe your voice. So once you go through brand story, then you could apply the voice, and then you have the base of everything that you need in order to have consistent outputs from ChatGPT in your voice. You have to stay in that thread, though. So I'll copy that thread and start it again so that it doesn't lose or go too far away from that information, because once you go a ways into the conversation, it kind of forgets the stuff at the top. So you can go back and copy and paste, put it in another conversation to start it. And that's the poor man's way of using AI. And if you wanted to get more sophisticated, if you have a marketer on your team, I would use Jasper, because in Jasper, you can program your voice. You can put all of your, they call it memories, but you can create this knowledge base of information. You can have every menu item you've ever created. You could have everything about your brand, your story, your history, your bio, your chef's bio, and create a knowledge base. And then anytime somebody goes in from your team to create content, it can draw from that knowledge base. ChatGPT doesn't remember these things, but in Jasper, you can set it to remember. And so as you evolve, you'll probably get out of ChatGPT and go to something like Jasper, where you can hold more information.
Let's talk about social media. My God, I mean, we could have a whole podcast, like 4 hours just on social media.
Yeah.
What I learned through the coursework is that, I mean, it can do everything. It can create the social media images and the videos and the blog posts. It can create a whole narrative. It can create a marketing strategy around what to post on what days. That way there's an arc to the conversation you're having on social media. You can use it to frame conversations, so you can set up positive and negative responses to direct messages and things like that. How do you use all of it? Knowing that it can be done in the abstract is very different than using it in practical application. What is a beginner's guide to social media?
I'd say beginner's guide to social media and using AI would be put the tasks that you want to get done and put a time block in your calendar. So let's say give yourself an hour and you want to create social for the month. Then you can ask ChatGPT. Let's just say we're using the poor man's AI, right? Go to ChatGPT and say, hey, ChatGPT, I only have an hour. I want to create social media for this business for the month, given that we have Valentine's Day coming up and people are going to come in for dates and make reservations or whatever the relevant context is. And ChatGPT will give you a plan. You can say, I need Twitter post, let's say if anybody's using that for the restaurant, I don't know, but you could say I need X posts every day. I need Instagram posts every other day. I need, and I would highly recommend this for restaurants too, LinkedIn posts, because food does better than anything else. And hardly any food people that I know post on LinkedIn. I know one that does regularly. And so you can stand out in that environment, because everybody checks their LinkedIn account at least once a week usually. So you can create, let's say, that once a week LinkedIn post, and you can ask ChatGPT to create that all for a month for you in a table. So you might just say, create it for a month. Okay, it creates it for a month. And then you're like, oh, I want that in a spreadsheet format. So you ask it for it in a spreadsheet format. And it's actually, you would ask for a CSV file that you can export. Then you might put it into your Google Docs or something. And it has all the posts. It'll write all the copy. But when you get done with all the copy that it produces, it might give you emojis and you don't want emojis. So you have to tell it to remove emojis. Or you might say, add emojis. And then it goes through and iterates. Add more humor. It goes through and iterates. Make it more serious, make it more romantic, any kind of tone of voice you want to change it to. So start with the parameters of the ingredients that you want and the number. So if you're measuring your ingredients, like a recipe, you want a certain amount, 14 of these posts, I want 30 of these posts, whatever, and it'll do the whole thing. And then I would say to ask it to get DALL-E to do your images for the posts. That's where you might find it goes off the rails in getting the right images for you. And this is all an experiment. So you might just try one or two images at a time. You could try to have it do images for everything across the board. And if you do that, it may or may not work. Really, DALL-E is less predictable in its consistency right now because it's young, it's learning. It's like asking your kindergartner to draw good pictures all the time. They'll have like one awesome one in a week. It also doesn't do well with putting words on images. You can use something like Canva, and Canva does have some AI in it now. And it can help you create all these images. But if you just had one thing and you use ChatGPT and you're using DALL-E, I would say, like a recipe, put how much of each thing you want in it, ask it for that, and then you might add the flavor, the humor, the romance, whatever it is, to match your brand, add your brand voice to it. It can be done so fast. If you had an hour, you could do 30 days of content.
That's incredible. Are there any other tools that you like as it relates to social media?
I mean, we use Jasper. So I'm telling you ChatGPT because that's what everybody uses, but we use Jasper for hours.
Does that upload as well? What do you use to upload everything in bulk?
We put everything into Content Studio. Jasper is going to have that ability where you can post straight from Jasper to social. It's not there yet, but it is in their product roadmap. They've publicly stated it. It's coming out and we cannot wait because it's also going to tie into Google Analytics so that we'll be able to see how well it's doing. For now, we're still using Content Studio to post everything. And you can use a tool like Zapier to take things from Jasper and put it into Content Studio and create a little automation around it. Or poor man's version, ChatGPT, copy and paste, you're good to go.
And then you can also use AI to get press, right?
Yes.
What does that look like?
Did you watch the Press Jockey special bonus?
I did.
Okay. Press Jockey is a super cool tool that uses AI to sort through things like Haro and Quoted, which you can get. They send out a bunch of different press inquiries. You say what you want to be known for. So it might be like best vegan restaurant in Vancouver. We all know that's Acorn. and they might be asking questions that you know you're the right person to answer. So you select the keywords that you want to answer questions about. It provides these queries that pop up. And sometimes there's none, sometimes there's five that you might want to respond to. And then we have somebody who goes in every day and she might spend 10 minutes and does a little, so they have an AI thing that will respond to the query for you. And you pick if you, there's kind of four tones of voice for responding to the query, and you can actually have an auto response on there. And it's built by a person who has a PR company. It's built by a PR company that does a really good job, and they've made it really smart. So you can be in there getting that inbound press using AI. On the other side, there's outbound press where when you have major events going on and you want to tell people about it. And one of the things that we did, a client of ours was acquiring another company. And to show their seriousness in acquiring the other company, they wanted to create a press release that had quotes from both the CEOs and send it over to the people they were acquiring, not for public release yet, but they wanted quick turnaround. So we used Jasper. We pulled in information because you can do this in Jasper. We pulled in information from the acquisitions website and the person doing the acquiring. We had information from their website. So we had their tone of voice and we told Jasper to write a press release about the acquisition by this company of this company, quotes from both CEOs and the general manager. So we turned it around really quick. We sent it to the general manager and 100% unedited, straight from AI, it went to the CEOs. They approved it. 100% unedited, straight from AI. And then it got edited slightly when it went to press, but it did go to press. It got nearly 1,000 placements and it was only slightly edited. And we used Jasper for that. And we've written press releases for ourselves using AI now, and it's so much faster. The old process would take a month to get everybody to get their input, to respond. And now we can send out press releases faster, and we can also respond to press queries. There's also Press Jockey ties into Twitter, which there's certain hashtags for podcast interviews or press requests on Twitter or X. And it pulls it in and includes that in your press queries as well.
That is incredible. Truly. You could end up with a publicist and a professional marketer and all of these things. And it's all kind of coming through the same platforms, right? It's a way to leverage. It's a way to amplify. What I thought would be a really cool exercise, and I certainly didn't prep you for this or any facet of this interview, but I want to talk about how you practically used all of this stuff. So you guys see the value in it. You decided to use it. You've built this course into a massive following and you've gotten a ton of people into it. And so I'm wondering, when you guys conceptualized the course, when you went to create the course, through the whole process from conceptualization through execution through promotion, how did you leverage AI to get it all done?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, we used AI to create a course outline. And I would say it took three cohorts to get to the outline in the order that it worked best applied. When I'm doing workshops and training, I ask AI to create an outline for me and I give it a few parameters and I start there. So we create an outline and then we make each section more robust and we use AI to make each section more robust. And of course, we're editing it, but I could create a two-day lesson plan just using AI. So in our course, we use it for that. Images, for sure. We have a ton of Midjourney images in there. And then we use Loom for most of the video clips, but then we do also take some of our videos and chop them up, and we can use bits and pieces for social. So we try not to include stuff where it has students or confidential information, but we can actually use our recordings for our class, put them into Opus, and Opus gives you, you can set it 30 to 90 second clips, and it rates your clips out of 100 of what's most likely to go viral. And so then we'll use that for clips. We might use the clips to post into our Facebook group for the class. I'd say writing the content would be a big part of it, and writing the description and the lesson plan. And then we also, of course, do all the marketing and promotion with that. And we'll do testing, like conversion rate optimization testing, to make sure that the messaging resonates with our customers. So we went through this process. It takes about 6 weeks. And we used AI to generate different headlines and taglines, but the ones that connected with people that resonated with them were not what we expected. And so we still use what people are actually clicking on to create more content like that, even if it's not something intuitive or that we would have ever chosen on our own. As much as we want to be a specific brand and sound a certain way, when the people speak, we listen. So the tagline that resonated most with people, or headline, discover how much not understanding AI is costing your company. That's the number one headline. That's not anything that we would have picked out in our list of headlines. But through the CRO testing, which we're helping to make that a little bit smarter with AI too. Right now it's kind of manual, but we have more content that we can test faster. We use AI for images for landing page, AI for all the headlines and taglines. We have a list of other things like uncover the hidden cost you're paying for not harnessing AI in your business operations. That tested well. I would have never come up with that mouthful and put it up. Erase those sleepless nights worrying if AI is going to replace your company. Get the facts straight. Another mouthful that I would not have picked. Future-proof your business. We'll show you how embracing AI keeps you ahead, not obsolete. Not so bad. And then fall behind no more. Master the cutting edge of technology with insights on how AI can revamp your operations. Again, not necessarily the mouthful I would have selected, but sure. AI could give us all these headlines and taglines to test to even top a funnel, get people interested. And those were the ones that were the winners.
There's a ton of word on the street about AI replacing jobs out there. But for those in the know, the more likely scenario is that folks that refuse to AI will be replaced with folks that are using AI. I know several successful copywriters out there that say that because of AI, they've never done better. They're able to scale their voice and their techniques in a way that they've never done before in a more cost-efficient way. So they're able to sell more at a better rate and enjoy more freedom as a result. So I want to frame that because I want us to now talk about the future and where it's going. Because I don't think that a restaurateur is going to listen to this and worry that AI is going to take their job. But I do think that there should be a legitimate concern out there that restaurateurs that aren't using AI to effectively strategize and market are going to lose market share to the restaurateurs that are. That's the concern.
It is 100%. That's how you get behind with AI, is if you're not using it and people are, the people that have this little window of time to really get ahead, and the people who aren't or who are slow to adopt, they're going to get very far behind like never before, because your ability to produce more content, answer more questions, and have a larger share of voice is right now. If you don't get on that and you don't produce that content, then it's going to be so much harder for you to catch up than ever before. We've seen the evolution of content marketing where everybody can produce it, and now they can produce it at a pace that is ridiculous. And Google's okay with it if it's good content. If it's non-advice giving, especially for medical and financial, the different regulated industries, they're the ones who are kind of throttled a bit more. But when it comes to restaurateurs, the ones that get out there and produce the most content and SEO it in all the right places, oh man, you've got such a chance to get ahead right now. And that's why I'm so excited about AI, because every little business owner who didn't have a budget for a full-time marketer can now produce as much as a full-time marketer can in a couple hours a week.
It is super inspiring. I want to leave the conversation with giving you the opportunity to speak directly to the audience. Do you have advice? Do you have words of encouragement? I mean, more than anything, restaurateurs are small business owners that are looking for a competitive edge, that are looking to peer into the looking glass to see what's happening in the future. What advice do you have for them?
This might sound silly, but the number one thing that any business can do right now to get ahead from an SEO perspective, Pinterest. Create Pinterest boards for everything you want to be found for, because then you can borrow the SEO of Pinterest, and it's almost like having your website now with a higher domain authority. So when people are searching your site out of 100, let's say your site might have a 30, and a 30 takes a couple of years to get to a 30. It could take a few years to get to a 30 out of 100. And Pinterest is a 98. If you create a Pinterest board that has all your keywords, your location, especially location-based businesses, you will get more traffic, because then that Pinterest result comes up and it gets people into your stores. It gets people into your physical locations, especially if you have address and city and type of food that you have. Pinterest is this SEO sort of secret. If you can make SEO'd Pinterest boards, fill out all the places with all the content with your location and put some pictures or video, you will win in search. And you can see movement from Pinterest in 24 hours. Normal SEO is like a 6-month process, right? But Pinterest, you can see movement 24, 48 hours. It makes a difference. So I know that's not AI, but AI will help you write the content for it, create the images and videos for it.
Our industry suffers from razor-thin margins, and the only way for us to ensure profitability is to make data-driven decisions. The numbers don't lie. And Yelp for Restaurants just released some incredibly compelling numbers. For starters, Yelp reaches 9 times more customers online than OpenTable. And when restaurants pair that level of visibility with Guest Manager and Yelp ads, they experience up to an 8% lift in diner bookings. Think about what that 8% lift could do for your restaurant's finances. To learn more about how Yelp for Restaurants can support your business, visit restaurants.yelp.com/full comp to learn more today. That's Nicole Donnelly. For more information on Nicole and her programs, visit aismartmarketing.com. If you want to tell us your story, hear previous episodes, or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/full comp. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. A special thanks to Yelp for helping us spread the word to the whole hospitality community. I'm Josh Copel. You've been listening to Full Comp.